Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, January 13th, 2026. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Proverbs 22:7. The book of Proverbs is part of the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. It is traditionally attributed to Solomon, the son of David and king of Israel, who is known for the wisdom God granted him. While Solomon likely composed many of the sayings, the final collection of Proverbs was gathered and arranged by later scribes. This means that the book reflects both Solomon's wisdom and the Spirit-guided process of preserving those teachings for generations. The setting of Proverbs is ancient Israel during a time when the covenant people were called to live distinctly as God's people. Unlike narrative or law literature, Proverbs offers short, memorable sayings that provide guidance for everyday life. These sayings are not random advice, but they are part of a larger instruction in wisdom, how to live skillfully in the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 1:7. The purpose of Proverbs is to shape character and decision, making so that God's people might live faithfully in every circumstance. Proverbs 22:7 is part of the book's instruction of young people, especially those preparing for adult responsibilities. Debt was a very real danger in the ancient world, and failure to repay could result in loss of property, family land, or even personal freedom. Thus, this verse functions as both warning and wisdom. To take on debt is to give away part of one's freedom, placing oneself under the power of another. Within the immediate context, Proverbs 22:7 belongs to a section of sayings 22:1 through 16 that focus on wealth, poverty, justice, and righteousness. These verses highlight the dangers of pride, oppression, and dishonesty, while also pointing toward God's care for the poor and His desire for justice. Verse 7 stands as a sharp reminder that money is never neutral. Opeke recreates relationships of power, responsibility, and sometimes bondage. By placing debt within the realm of wisdom, the proverb encourages readers to think carefully before entering agreements that may limit their freedom to live faithfully before God.